Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as proper use of credit, how to get credit, credit scores, credit collections, credit cards, and other credit options. We're a financial literacy show where we do the work and you get the credit. If you have any credit or financial question, I encourage you to submit your questions through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. Today's program, we will answer questions submitted to us and give you a behind-the-curtains view of down payments and cash required for real estate purchases. We have a question from Alan. Alan writes with a question, a VA question, and wants to know, if he has no entitlement left, can he still get a VA loan? The short answer, Alan, is no. If your entitlement is zeroed out or you've used it all up, there's no benefit left and you'd not be able to get a loan or use your VA because it's already been used to its fullest capacity. So the problem there is you won't be able to get a VA loan, but you'll need to go elsewhere or use another program. Then he comes with, Alan shows a follow-up question about assuming a VA loan. He asks, is it easier to assume a VA loan versus a conforming or standard loan? Well, the answer to that, Alan, is yes. The real reason is that most other loans are not assumable. VA is one of the few assumable loans left that you can assume. And the nice thing about a VA loan, when you assume it, you don't have to be a veteran or have a VA benefit to get a VA loan to assume it. You have to have those benefits to make a loan in your name, but not to assume one. So I hope that helps. Also, we have another question from Shelley. Shelley has a reverse mortgage question. She has a mother who lives in a mobile home and wanted to know if they could do a reverse mortgage on a mobile home. That's more complicated than just the regular mobile home. You can get a reverse mortgage on the mobile home if it's on property that you own. If it's a mobile home in a park and you're paying rent on that land or space, the answer is no. So I hope that helps and get you involved with that that question. I've had that question many times over the past as well. Okay, if you have a question or scenario you want us to respond to, just go to reloans.com, click the Contact Us tab, or call us at 805-686-2321. Show me the money and let's get on with the show. Today we're going to talk about the down payments required for buying real estate. One of the best features of real estate is leverage. Very few alternative investments have this feature. If I want to purchase stock, I must have cash for the full value. So if I buy $400,000 worth of Bank of America stock, I need to come into the broker's office with $400,000 in cash. But if I have $400,000 for real estate, I can purchase $2 million worth of property and finance the other $1.6 million. If the property goes up just 4% a year, that equals $80,000. If I divide the $80,000 by my investment of $400,000, that's a 20% annual return on my cash before taxes and not counting any income or cash flow from the property operations. This is leverage. It works the same way buying your home. If we put down, say, 5% for the purchase of a $400,000 property, that's $20,000. We can finance the balance and we have leverage. If the property goes up 3% a year, that would be an increase on the $400,000 of $12,000 a year on the investment. But your investment is only $20,000. That $12,000 is a 60% return. Not bad, right? Did you know that most buyers believe that they need at least 20% down just to purchase a home? That's just not true. So we're going to discuss that a little further as to what down payments you might need for different properties and loans. First, VA benefits and entitlements allows a veteran to purchase a home with no money down or 100% financing. In fact, they will even finance the funding fee required, if required. So you can have, actually have up to 103% financing on a VA loan. However, the VA loan is only for your primary home and not available for any second homes or investment property. Conforming loans like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they require a 3% down payment is the best that they have available. For an FHA loan, they have a minimum of 3.5% down payment. So if you wanted to purchase a $400,000 home, you would need a down payment of $14,000 for an FHA loan. The down payment may be in the form of a gift as well. So you can actually go in and not have any of your own money involved with the down payment and the purchase of a home using FHA. However, your minimum credit score for an FHA loan will have to be above 550. Otherwise, the down payment will increase from 3.5% to 10% down payment. Talking about gift funds, who can give you a down payment or gift it to you? Typically, it's a relative, and they're defined by being a borrower spouse, a child, a dependent, or any other individual who's related by the borrower by blood, marriage, or adoption, or legal guardianship. It could be your fiance or a domestic partner. The donor may not be any affiliation with the builder, the developer, the real estate agent, or any interested party in the transaction. That just makes sense. They don't want you to go rogue on them and not have an arm's length transaction. That being said, with a conforming loan, you can purchase for as low as 3%. You may also have a gift for the full amount, assuming the property is a one unit and not a two or four unit, like a duplex or something other than that. In this case, you will need to show 5% of the funds are yours if indeed it is a two to four unit property. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, we'll discuss the down payment options available.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 3413-0937.
Welcome back to our show, The Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we are discussing the down payment options for real estate purchases. What's up next is that we wanted to discuss the acceptable forms of a down payment and gifts. Mostly, you can get the down payment has to be qualified. So qualified means that it's like from a checking account or savings, investment accounts with institutions like a brokerage account with Dean Witter or whomever, Edward Jones. The sale of other real estate. So if you're in a transaction, obviously you can sell that property, escrow can get the funds, and you can use those to buy another property. Insurance cash value. So if you have an insurance policy and it has a cash value, that's an acceptable form of a down payment and acceptable capital. Retirement funds are also acceptable, but they're going to deduct the tax and penalty if there is any. So if you're taking from a retirement account, they're going to deduct those items to the extent you're not exempt from that. Secured borrowed funds. This is an example of a person I got some funds for their down payment. Basically, they didn't have any cash available, but they had their own business. They had a little retail store. So what happened is that their father was allowed to... they took a loan out on their inventory and fixtures, filed a UCC-1 statement, which was the collateral, and gave them the loan for the down payment. Typically, you're not able to borrow for the down payment, but that's true if it's unsecured borrowing. So, like, and we'll get into that in just a second. Another example that I have for you that was pretty cool was a fellow wanted, he only had 10% down, but he didn't want to pay the PMI, so he wanted another 10% down, so there was no mortgage insurance requirement. So what he did, he was self-employed, and he had a fishing boat in the harbor. He was a shrimp boat fisherman, kind of like Forrest Gump type of thing. The seller took back an interest in the boat for the difference. So let's say it was $100,000 that he needed. He took back a loan on the $100,000, and then after it closed, he then moved the debt back onto the property. So he initially took the collateral in the boat and then followed up and took it in the real estate after the transaction closed. There's a number of reasons why you couldn't do it at the same time. Funds from your business. If you've got cash in the bank as your business, you can take that cash, but you'll need a CPA letter stating that the use of the cash for your personal use will not hinder the business in any way. So they're looking for a third party, which is your CPA, to say that cash you take out of the business is okay and it won't affect it in a negative way. And then also inherited funds are available for cash. I had a client not long ago buying a home from his family. He's the only one that wanted the property. So we ended up getting a loan on it and bought the other people out. But his inheritance was sufficient to cover the down payment. So non-acceptable forms of down payment would be sweat equity. If I go in and I want to improve it, it will improve the property, but it won't be counted as a down payment source. Cash is a very fickle thing. Here, it's okay to have the cash, but they won't use it from a lender's perspective. And here they don't want to be part of any illicit activities, drugs and other things that may produce that cash, as opposed to being in a deposited into an institution. Personal loans or draws on credit cards are not acceptable. Here you're just basically taking it and creating debt for yourself, and it's not an asset. And then the sale of private stock or holdings. If you have invested with others and in private companies, the sale of that stock is not included or would be considered. Only publicly held stocks would be acceptable for that situation. And then other forms of assistance. You can use a down payment assistance program to make up differences as well, for that 3.5% or 5%, whatever cash requirements necessary, and however you qualify for the down payment assistance. What about the seasoning of the funds? So let's say you've got money in the bank, but you just put it in there a month ago. Will that work? Answer is no. They're going to want to, the lender will want to see a minimum of 2 months seasoning. And seasoning is just that. How long has it been in the bank? Not necessarily how long have you had it. Exceptions to that would be like real estate. If you had a real estate transaction, that's very traceable. And so they can see the funds and you've held the real estate for more than 2 months. So usually not an issue. But the seasoning is important to the lenders. They want to see at least 2 months. So when you provide 2 months of your bank statements, make sure that that down payment has already been in there before and not deposited in one of those two statements. So that's kind of the rule of thumb. For the sale of assets, that can work, but you have to be real careful and have that paper trail. For example, if you sell a boat, okay, you might collect $10,000 for the sale of that boat, but you're going to need to back it up with a bill of sale, a transfer of title, and you're also going to need probably an appraisal or a valuation of some sort. With a car, you might provide a Kelley Blue Book type of valuation. So they're going to want to make sure that it was arm's length and you're not just generating cash from some illicit paper transaction. So that's the seasoning requirements. What about reserves beyond the down payment? Typically, you're required to have a reserve. So, for example, what is the reserve? Let's say you need to come in with $10,000 for your down payment, but the lender requires that you have reserves of another $6,000 just in case. Typically, the reserves are going to be because you own other real estate that is also leveraged. So if you have two or three other pieces of property, the lender may allow the low down payment, but they'll require a reserve holdings for the other investment properties just for some depth. So you're not between a rock and a hard place if the worst case happens. Sources of the reserves, however, can be your retirement accounts and other forms referred to earlier that we said. So your savings and other things, but they will include your retirement accounts without any deductions. What else can affect the down payment and the amount that you get? Typically, the property type. So if it's a one unit, you're probably going to get the best leverage you can, or a 3% down payment. If it's a 2-4 unit, you're going to look at least a 5% down payment, maybe even 10, depending upon the program. Also affecting the down payment will be the use of the property. Is it going to be my primary home? If so, I can get the low down payment. If it's a second home, that down payment's going to go up. And if it's an investment property, that down payment is going to go up yet again. And here it is, it's all about the risk. The primary home is going to have less risk than an investment property, so they're going to require a little more down payment. Also, your credit score can affect the minimum down payment. For example, an FHA loan, typically you can do a 3.5% down payment, but if your credit score is 580 or less, you're going to be required to bring in a 10% down payment. So your credit score can affect that as well. Don't forget the closing cost and the cash required. So not only do you have the down payment, but you also have your closing costs to consider. And what are closing costs? Closing costs are the things that are part of the transaction and not necessarily the ownership. For example, your escrow, your title, your recording, lender cost, property insurance for the first year, upfront mortgage insurance, and don't forget about impound accounts and appraisals. These could total as much as $10,000 or more for an average $400,000 home. So how do you get around that or optimize your cash in that regard? Well, negotiate your closing costs with the seller. The loan is based upon the purchase price and the appraisal, whichever is the lowest. Rather than beat up the seller for a $10,000 price reduction, leave the price alone and have them pay $10,000 of your closing cost. Let me illustrate how that would work. If the price of the home is $400,000 and you offer the and receive a $390,000 price, you will need 3.5% down on an FHA loan or $13,650 down payment plus the closing cost of, say, $10,000 for a total cash requirement of $23,650 to make your purchase and close, bring that cash into escrow and make your purchase. Rather, if you'd paid the full $400,000 with the seller paying the closing cost, you would need the 3.5% down or $14,000, and the seller will pay the closing cost of that $10,000. They net the same, and you lower your out-of-pocket cash requirement by $10,000 in this scenario. So work with your realtor, work with the people that you're buying from, and if you can negotiate to have them pay the closing cost, you're going to be way ahead on the total dollars that you have to come up with at the end of the day. As you can see, the down payment for your home purchase has many options and features depending upon your individual situation. You know that you don't have to save 20% down to get a new home. You can borrow and put down much less, as little as 0% if you have VA benefits, and typically 3 to 3.5% for an FHA loan. Now, in all my examples here, I've used a fixed rate mortgage, okay? If you want an adjustable rate mortgage, what's called an ARM, your down payment may be greater, okay? They go this way with a fix because they think that they're much more secure and don't have as many changes throughout. So the lower down payment works well for that product. So the down payment will vary upon the loan program, fixed or adjustable rates, the property type, the single unit or 2 to 4 unit property use, such as your primary home or investment, your credit scores, and other features. I suggest you meet with a mortgage professional and get pre-qualified for the loan that details all the options in a custom strategic plan with the specifics for your circumstances. And this is also good for you to go into with your realtor and say, hey, I'm been pre-qualified for this dollar amount. You know what your down payment's going to be. You know what your monthly payment will be, so long as interest rates don't change while you're in the process of buying. And you can go in there with a strong position, and you can even show that pre-qualification to the seller. So these are ways that you can minimize your down payment and sources of the down payment, and I hope that helps. Once again, we're out of time. I hope you found today's presentation informational and valuable. If so, please share this with other friends and family. For questions or comments, go to our website, reloans.com, and click the Contact Us at or call us at 805-686-2321. Leave your comments and questions, and we'll get back to them on next week's show. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. Thank you for tuning in to The Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. This is David Brown wishing you profit and credit worthiness. See you next week with another interesting Credit Connection topic.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.